You know, as a child, I saw a bunch of bad stuff happening around me. There was just chaos. There was no order. It was just chaos, you know. I was like, I checked out of reality. I think I checked out of reality between the ages of 5 and... checked out of reality between the ages of probably like 5 or 6, maybe earlier, till about 15, and probably like 20. I checked out of reality. There's just chaos around me. You know, I remember seeing the negative. So there's always negative, and there's always positive. Within the negative, there's positive. Within the positive, there's negative down here. Now, in the new heaven and new earth, it's all positive, you know. I guess you can get to the state where you're just, everything's positive down here if you realize that all things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to His purpose, you know, Romans 8. So, everything's working for good, even in death, even in loss, even in brokenness, broken relationships, or broken whatever. Even if something's broke, let's say you break it down to little parts, it's like pebbles, it turns into rock, you know, turns into dirt or metal or some kind of bunch of pieces. You take the pieces and build the pieces up into something new, you know. Let's say you broke something into pieces and you say, okay, I'll take all those pieces and make me a walkway and walk on it. My point is, in this reality right here that we're in, this 3D experience at the moment, because of what happened with Adam and Eve dropping us down into time. And see, even time, I've been trying to figure out how to, let me finish that comment. So even in this state that we're in, you can find positive, you can find negative, you know, whatever you're looking for. Anyway, let's see, what was I going to say? When you do a lot of research and meditation and contemplation and really just observing, it's more like being an observer down here, a watcher. So I look to my left, I look to my right, I see dirt, I see grass, I see trees. I look up, look down, see dirt, see the sky, see the clouds. I see the same thing every day, every moment of every day. Even if you think you're seeing something new, you're not really seeing anything new. It might be new to you, but it's not new. Let's say somebody invents a tractor trailer truck and it's a new design or something. It's new to you, but it wasn't new to the engineer. The engineer was designing it long before you saw it, you know. And then it's really just metal or rubber and plastic. What is a car? What is a truck? It's just metal, rubber, plastic. What else? Glass on your, or plexiglass. It's the same components at its constituent state, at its minimal state. It's just plastic, rubber, glass, and if you take all that down, it just goes back to dirt and sand and rocks and metal. And so it comes from the earth. So what is man doing? He's taking the parts of the earth and making something. And somebody made a comment, they said man doesn't really make anything new. He thinks he is, or something to that effect. I had to read that comment again later and think about what they're trying to say in the context. But here's my interpretation right now. Without really, I usually when somebody makes a comment, you need to think about it before you respond, because you have to see where they're, what they're trying to say. Sometimes you interpret what somebody's trying to say based on your experience. It might be a new concept you haven't even thought about. It's a script. Man thinks he's doing it, but it was already written before the foundation of the world. Do you understand? So man is playing out a script. I watched another video with some comments, and the video was about our perception of reality is not what it is, what you think it is. When you click the icon on a computer screen, you think that's the file that holds your document, but that's really not. That's just an icon. That's a projection. The file is a bunch of zeros and ones. So you think that little icon on your screen is the file. It's not. It's an image of the file. It's a projection. And so the objects in front of you think are the objects, but no, they're not. They're projections from really the true object, or the object lesson, what's behind the object. And so what's behind the object, which is a projection, is another reality. And God gives us this reality for a reason. And what is that reason? So when you start to see that all the music is the same, all the cars are the same, all the personalities in your reality are the same, you go, let's say you just teleport to another family, it's going to be the same kind of personalities. You teleport to another job, same personalities. You teleport somewhere else, it's the same personalities. I've done it. I've changed jobs many times. I've changed families. It's the same stuff. It's a little bit different, but it's the same stuff. Talked to a bunch of people, worked in a lot of residences, doing apartment maintenance and telephone work. I went in a lot of houses. I go one house and they have a Buddha on their desk, you know, putting a phone line in. They got a Buddha on their bedroom dresser, you know. Go to another house, a year later, they got a Buddha on their dresser, you know. It's like, what's this deal about Buddha? And that's, I used to think, what's Buddha? What are they, stupid? Anyway, long story short, I mean, why would they put a Buddha on their dresser? That's really stupid. Big belly Buddha. Anyway, what is the ultimate? If all these objects are just object lessons, what's the ultimate? See, God gave us this reality to move us from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. And what is the ultimate of the spirit mind? Love, truth, and worship. Those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. And I'm not talking about emotional love. I'm talking about agape love. Love, truth, and spirit. Yeah, there should be some good emotions with love. But down here, there's also bad emotions with love at times, right? What happens is a lot of times, like if you marry somebody or you're getting close to somebody, you expect them to meet all your needs, and it ain't gonna happen. If you're not happy with yourself, you'll never be happy with anybody else, because it's not even about the other person, really. It's about how you can minister to the other person. It's about you becoming your true self, becoming your proper self. Your security's in Jesus, not in another person. You expect that person to be there when the bottom drops out, but a lot of times they're not. And so they want you, like a narcissist will think, make you think they're going to be there for you, and they're not. And so you say, okay, I'm moving on, and you expect somebody else to do better, and they don't do any better because they don't really love themselves. How can they be loyal and faithful to you? Because they don't love themselves. They're not loyal and faithful to themselves. Because they're not loyal and faithful to God. And so if they're not loyal and faithful to you, they're not going to stand by you when the going gets tough, for better or for worse. How are they going to... If they're not going to... Look, the character applies across the board. At home, at work, in a business. It's the same. Your character never changes. The way they treat others is the way they treat you. So if they treat the job bad, they're going to treat you bad. If they treat their neighbor bad, they're going to treat you bad. The way they treat us is the way they treat you. Back to what I was saying. So God gave us a projection, a reality that's projected from the spirit realm, and it manifests in the natural realm. But what's the purpose? To move you into worship. But we resist that because we think life is more than just worship. But life is even your job. If you enjoy what you do and you do a good job, that's kind of like worship. You know? Whatever you do, it's like worship. If you enjoy it, if that's your calling in life, if God has called you to do something and you enjoy it, that's your calling. It's a worship service down here. Even down here can be worship. Being thankful, being in prayer, looking for the positive and not the negative, trying to overcome this place and not just trying, but doing it, you know, overcoming. Learn from your mistakes, growing. So the daily repeat cycle is the daily repeat. See, when you start to see everything's just a repeat, it's really easy to go into depression. But you can say, okay, it's a repeat. Instead of the repeat controlling me, I'm going to control the repeat. I'm going to plant the seeds that I want to harvest, and I'm going to grow on the inside by the repeat that hits me, because it's all a reflecting pond. And so as the reflecting pond happens, you reflect upon it, you observe it, you adjust in the inside, on the outside, what you eat, what you say, the way you think, and you adapt and you move to the next level. But it's all a worship service. You know, you look at creatures in heaven worshiping God when you read Revelation 4, 5, 6, and you read that and you first think, all they're doing is sitting up there worshiping. Well, when you start to see the repeat is moment by moment is the same. You'll say, all I'm doing is existing down here. I'm doing the same thing as they're doing in Revelation 4, 5, and 6. But I'm down here in the flesh. So it's almost like everybody's worshiping the flesh instead of in the spirit. Instead of worshiping God, they're worshiping the flesh. That's what's happening. That's why it's a death cult. If you can get a hold of anything I just said, let me say it really easy. Shift your reality from worshiping the flesh to worshiping God. Or worshiping in the spirit, and then this monotonous, insane place won't be so hard to take.